You are listening to the Survived to Thrive podcast with Amy Miller, a podcast for survivors of suicide loss. In this weekly podcast, you will learn more about your unique experiences and gain insights on your brain and how it processes grief and loss due to a loved one's suicide. While suicide grief comes in all shapes and sizes, Amy shows you that you still can have a life full of joy and fulfillment even though your loved one died. You don't have to just survive anymore. You can thrive.
You are listening to the Survive to Thrive podcast with Amy Miller, episode number 70, Finding Meaning. Hey there, friends. Welcome back to the podcast. So glad you're here with me. Okay, today, before we get started on this podcast, I want to extend a personal invitation to you, my listeners, to join me April 22nd, 23rd, and 25th for a free live workshop that I am hosting and teaching on how to move forward after unthinkable loss. This is a completely free 3-day workshop where I'm going to teach you how to figure out where you are in your grief journey, why progression in life becomes stunted after loss, the beliefs you may be holding on to that are holding you back, the most effective strategies that can get you back on track towards progression, the number one reason why you don't have to accept a new normal for yourself, and that moving forward is more than possible for you. And most importantly, how to feel confident that you have what it takes to do it. I'm so excited to be teaching you this course because there are so many of us survivors of suicide loss who are left wondering what this all means for you. You're feeling so scattered, like you have to pick up all of these pieces of this experience you have experienced, and you just don't even know where to begin. So you don't. And you really end up spending a lot of time wishing you could move forward, but you don't feel confident that it's possible for you. And so you don't even try. And you just settle for this new normal, right? But you feel so unsettled about it because deep down, you know, there's got to be more, right? And so I really wanted to create this workshop for those of you who are exactly in this position. Because first of all, I want to say you do not have to settle for that new normal you think you have to settle for. Okay. There is strategies and ways to get yourself back on track towards progression. You don't have to remain stuck spinning over and over and over all of the pieces that you're dealing with, the loss that you've experienced, the questions that you have, the things, the what ifs and the, you know, if onlys, right? Which seems to be something that a lot of survivors of suicide loss seem to find themselves in. So in this class, I'm going to be teaching you how to get out of that spinning cycle and back on the road towards progression. And I'm so excited to be teaching it to you. So if you would like to join, you'll need to click the link that I'm going to post in the show notes of this podcast episode where you can sign up and register for this class. But you definitely have to sign up because there is a limited number of seats. And so I don't want you to miss out as my loyal listener. So please sign up for the workshop and I can't wait to see you there. Again, it's going to be April 22nd, 23rd, and 25th at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And if you cannot attend live, that is no big deal because I'm going to be sending you replays so you can watch them at your convenience. Okay. So, but you have to sign up. All right. So let's get going on today's topic. I think it's an important topic. It's one that I've been thinking about recording on for a really long time, ever since I heard about this idea and this concept. So many of you know that I attended the course, David Kessler's course for a grief educator certificate. It was an extensive course on grief. which really offered us information and tools that we can utilize with those we are helping as they are going through their grief process. And it was very educational and very important. And these concepts and things that he taught in this course is what I use today to help teach survivors of suicide loss how to get them through this experience that they've experienced. And he came up with this idea of finding meaning. In fact, it was accepted as an additional grief stage because he worked very closely with Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, who developed the five stages of grief. And he came up with this stage, which he named Finding Meaning. And if you're interested, I highly recommend reading his book. It was very informative and impactful in my own life, and I think it can be impactful for you. So if you are interested, I highly recommend you looking into that and getting yourself a copy of it. I'll also post a link to it in my show notes so that you can easily find it and get one for yourself in case you are interested. But what I want to say about finding meaning is what that means for us as survivors of suicide loss, right? Because I think it's a real difficult concept for us as survivors of suicide loss to grasp on this concept of finding meaning, right? Because to us, it feels like there's no way we can find meaning in such a senseless loss. But what David Kessler was trying to say is that there's no meaning in the death in itself. Okay. What he was trying to say is that the finding meaning portion really is talking about digging deeper into the layers, right? It's like finding the meaning underneath the pain that we have experienced. Okay. It no way tries to diminish the pain we've experienced. It's just finding the meaning underneath it. Right. And it's really important to understand that meaning doesn't take away the experience. It doesn't take away the pain. What it really does is it just gives it a cushion. Okay. And I like to talk about this because I think it's really, really important. When I think about my own experience with grief and what that looked like for me, right? In the beginning, I was thrown in the ocean of almost unbearable grief, right? It's like being thrown out into this vast body of water with waves crashing down on top of you, and you start to sink, but you swim back up just to get your head above water, only for another large engulfing wave to crash upon you. And that really is what grief feels like, right? Where you just can't seem to keep your head above water. And this is all normal, right? You feel like you're drowning at some points, but you keep pushing yourself up as you are going through it. And at one point, many of us will find a place where we're able to at least just keep our head above water, where we're not being thrown back down, but we're just treading water, right? And you know, this really is what I like to visualize, this idea of finding meaning, where we're not necessarily taking away the experience. We're not necessarily going through a process, like a step-by-step of going through the stages to ultimately achieve finding meaning. But it's more like finding even just the small things to help it feel just slightly better, right? It really resonates with me in the sense that it's going through an experience like grief isn't all for nothing, that there is some good that does come from it, right? And I think it's important for us to be able to see that there is good that arises from it. It doesn't mean that we're going to be making it worth the experience, because that's not what I'm saying at all. None of us would want to trade our loss to experience finding meaning. I think all of us would want to choose that our loved one was still alive, still with us here, experiencing life with us. It's not worth the trade. But finding meaning helps to soften the blow. Does that make any sense to you? Where it just softens it enough to where the pain isn't intolerable, but the pain is softened. Right. And so I just want to make that clear. Okay. So meaning doesn't necessarily have to be this grand or big thing, right? You don't have to start it out with making a huge impact on the world, using your loved one's story to make this big thing, like organizing and implementing a 5K comes to mind, or writing a book, or doing all those things. Those things are all amazing things to do, but that's not necessarily required in finding meaning, because you can find meaning in the smallest moments. Okay. You can find it in just the smallest things. For example, you can find it in just finding gratitude for the time that you had with your loved one, really thinking about the moments that you had. I know for me, for my sister, I have these memories of driving to Nebraska in this horrible, horrific storm. We were traveling with that sister of mine, along with my two of my other siblings and my mom. And we were in this horrible storm, and it was very stressful driving in it. But I have these memories of my sister just making light of the experience and making us laugh, even though the tensions were high. You know, you can find meaning in a way to commemorate and honor your loved one, right? Maybe that means you're going to plant something to memorialize them, or maybe you're going to, write a poem or draw a picture, or even just place flowers, maybe their favorite floral arrangement. Maybe you will place those on their headstone. Okay. Another small way is just feeling changed by knowing them in life. Really recognizing the good things that they did, the things that really made an impact on your life, right? Or feeling changed by their death. I know for me, experiencing this type of loss really inspired me to create this podcast. It was something that I just wanted to do. I wanted to talk about it more. I wanted to have conversation with other survivors. And I just felt so changed by the experience of losing my sister that I felt like I wanted to share it with others. Another thing you can do is creating something of meaning for others, right? Maybe you could just share your story with someone. Maybe being a support to someone else who is also going through the exact same thing. The idea is that you can find making meaning in the smallest things. It doesn't have to be a huge, big, profound thing, right? And I think it's really, really wonderful thing to think about. Okay. So with all that said, I want to talk about what David calls the guides of meaning. Okay. Because he wants us to understand that these are ways, and this is how we can understand what this means for us. Okay. For example, the first one is meaning is relative and personal, right? All of us have experienced a unique experience with our loss. Some of us lost a spouse. Some of us lost a child. Some of us have lost a sibling, right? And it's going to be personal because our relationship was personal. And so depending on our experience, depending on our relationship, depending on our backgrounds, our customs, our cultures, our religious affiliations, finding that type of meaning is going to be personal and it's all relative. The second guide he talks about is that meaning takes time, right? We don't find it immediately. You're not going to lose a loved one and then the very next day find meaning in it all. We're going to be trapped in our depths of grief, right? So it's not going to just happen overnight. It's going to take time. The next thing he talks about is meaning does not equate to understanding. Okay. We don't have to understand why our loved one died. We don't have to understand why they went through it. We don't need to know all of that. In fact, sometimes it's even better not to know all of that. Okay. So just know that finding meaning doesn't mean you have to have all the questions that you have answered. I even found in myself sometimes where I felt like I needed to know all of the answers. And I think I've talked about this in previous podcast episodes, but you know, I really felt like I wanted to know all the things. So I called the investigator. I called the person that found her. I called the people, you know, I was messaging the people that my sister last talked to. I just felt like I needed to get as much information as I possibly could, but it didn't really create any understanding. In fact, I don't think that losing a loved one to suicide, we can fully understand as much as we would like to. So you don't have to wait to understand in order to find meaning. Okay. The next thing I want to talk about is that even if we do find meaning, it still isn't worth the cost of losing our loved one. Okay. I think this goes without saying. We would not trade it, right? We would much rather our loved one still be here alive and well than to find meaning because we lost them, right? So it's not trading anything. All it is doing is, like I said before, offering us a soft spot, a soft cushion in the pain that we're experiencing. Okay. Also, meaning does not negate loss. David Kessler says, your loss is not a test, a lesson, something to handle, a gift, or a blessing. Loss simply happens in life. And I think that's important. Okay. It's not something that we are meant to experience necessarily. Okay. It's just that loss happens in our lives, right? It's part of being a human being. It's part of the human experience. The next thing he talks about is that only you can find your own meaning. Okay. Nobody's going to understand your own unique experience. As much as I would love to say my sisters understand what it's like to lose a sister to the way that I experienced it, there's no way that they possibly can, because my experience was unique, because my relationship with my sister was unique. My background was unique. My experiences are unique. The things I know are unique. The things I don't know are unique, right? So there's no way we could equate our experiences as being the same, which means them finding their meaning will look very much different than my own meaning. Okay. The next thing he talks about is meaningful connections will replace painful memories. I think this is so important. I attended a grief seminar. It was for survivors of suicide loss here in Arizona. And there was a large group of survivors that were in attendance. And it was an amazing experience because there was connections being made with one another. There were husbands who lost wives to suicide connecting. There were parents who lost children connecting. There were siblings who lost siblings that were connecting. And these connections would have never been made had they not had lost their loved one, right? And so it really brings some sort of meaningful meaning to the experience that they've experienced because it created these meaningful connections, right? And it really helps to replace the painful memories that you've experienced because now you have found someone that you can talk to who can relate, that has experienced something similar to you. And, you know, you'll can develop a relationship that you would have not have otherwise had. So I think it's a really important thing. Okay. One last thing I want to talk about is when you cannot find meaning. Okay. Now I want to say, if you're finding yourself in this place, it's totally understandable. Okay. I want to say to you, if you have been wounded from loss and have experienced this profound sense of grief that you've experienced, okay, you will want to aspire to find meaning in the experience. The reason why I think it's super important is because you'll feel stuck in your grief. Okay. The only way to feel like you're not stuck anymore is to be able to find some meaning in the experience that you've experienced. All right. Because otherwise, you're going to be feeling stuck in the loss of your life. You're going to be stuck in those five stages. And you're going to feel like that you're unable to move forward like you want to, right? And I think it's really important that you understand this because you'll lose your sense of purpose and direction if you do not know that finding meaning can be found. Okay. So I think it's really important for you to know that. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to find it right away, especially if you've lost someone recently. Give yourself some compassion and grace. It's going to take some time. But I think it's really important to know and have in the back of your mind that meaning can be found and make it a goal, a place for you to aspire to move towards. It'll give you a sense of purpose. It'll give you a sense of direction. Okay, friends. So that's what I want to talk about when we're talking about finding meaning. There's so much more we could talk about when talking about this subject, but I highly recommend taking advantage and reading David Kessler's book on finding meaning. I hope this podcast episode was useful for you. And if you liked it, please share it with someone that you know who has lost a loved one to suicide so that they can also hear what is being taught today. Okay, friends, thank you so much for listening. I can't wait to talk to you again next week. Again, sign up for that class if you're interested. And I'll be putting the links in the show notes today's episode. Until next time, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Survived to Thrive podcast. If you like this podcast, please share with your friends and write a review on iTunes. Also, check out survived-to-thrive.com for more information and to subscribe to get the podcast's latest episode, along with useful tips you can begin to use immediately to feel better, directly sent to your inbox.